麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It's a joy to know that you have tuned in.
非常开心你今天继续收听天路导向。
And we are about in the middle of a series of messages on how to know Christ and love Him.
我们认识基督、爱基督这个系列信息已经到一半了。
And I want to begin by telling you of some phenomena that I have experienced around the world.
首先在今天的节目里面，我想提一下今天流行在世界当中的其中一种通病。
Everywhere I travel in the world, I am finding that relationships are becoming shallow.
就是无论我去到哪里都发现同一种现象，就是人和人的人际关系变得越来越肤浅。
Friendships are becoming superficial.
友情越来越表面化。
Family members value money and materialism above intimacy.
亲人之间往往将钱和将物质看得比亲情更加重要。
Intimacy between friends and family members is becoming less and less intense.
亲朋好友之间的关系变得越来越疏离。
Some of you might be asking, what is intimacy?
可能你会问，究竟什么才算是亲密呢？
And why is it important in knowing and loving Christ?
这个和认识基督、爱基督有什么的关系呢？
Intimacy is connection with someone on a deep emotional level.
亲密是人和人之间在感情上面深深地连结。
Intimacy is connection with someone on a deep intellectual level.
亲密是人和人之间在理性上面紧紧地相同。
Intimacy is the connection of a spirit to spirit.
亲密就是人和人在心灵上面的互相结合。
Intimacy is the connection of the heart to heart.
亲密就是心心相印。
Intimacy is the connection of a soul to a soul.
我想告诉你，亲密就是心有灵犀。
But more than that, intimacy is a process.
但是不单只是这样，亲密是一个过程来的。
Intimacy cannot develop overnight.
亲密的关系不可以在一夜里面就发生。
Intimacy requires the investment of time.
亲密感需要时间去酝酿的。
So why is intimacy becoming a rare commodity in our time?
咁点解亲密感喺今日变得咁罕见呢
？I want to tell you why.
我想话俾你听点解。
Because intimacy is based on mutual trust.
因为亲密感系建立喺互相信任嘅基础上面嘅。
When trust is broken, intimacy is shattered.
当信任崩溃嘅时候，亲密嘅关系亦都自然破碎咗。
When trust is betrayed, intimacy becomes difficult.
当信任被辜负以后，亲密的关系就好难再次建立起来了。
Intimacy in marriage is only possible when the husband and wife trust each other.
在婚姻当中，只有当夫妻互相信任的时候，才有亲密可言的。
And when trust is present in the relationship,
当他们互相信任的时候，
The husband and wife will open their hearts to each other.
夫妻才能够敞开心扉彼此交流。
Intimacy between two brothers or two sisters in Christ.
亲密感在主内的弟兄姊妹之间亦都是一样的。
Is only possible when each of them know that they can open their hearts and minds and souls to each other without fear of rejection.
只有当他们觉得能够彼此开诚布公、坦诚相待的时候，才会有亲密的关系。
But when trust is betrayed,
但是一旦信任被践踏的时候，
intimacy becomes impossible.
就不可能有什么的亲密感了。
Trust is the cornerstone to intimacy.
因此信任就是订立亲密关系的基石。
Someone once said,
有人曾经这样讲过，
A real friend is a person with whom you dare to be yourself.
在真正的朋友面前，你就不需要怕去展现真我。
So intimacy is built on trust.
我们知道，亲密的关系就是建立在信任的基础之上。
And trust takes time to develop.
信任需要时间去培养。
Trust takes time to be built.
信任需要时间去建立。
Trust involves real commitment.
信任需要真正的委身。
Wealthy people have difficulty distinguishing their real friends from those who befriend them in order to get something out of them.
我想告诉你，通常有钱的人呢，往往都很难认出谁是他真的朋友，谁是为了得到利益才跟他做朋友的。
Many wealthy people feel that they can buy friends.
又有很多的有钱人觉得他可以用钱去买到朋友。
And when these bought friends do not do what they want them to do, they reject them and throw them away.
而当这些用钱买来的朋友不再听他们讲话的时候，他们就不再理这些朋友了。
But my listening friend, I want to tell you today about the powerful and wealthy friend that you can have for life.
但是各位亲爱的听众朋友，今日我就要为你介绍一位又全能又有钱又可以做你终身良伴的朋友。
He wants to befriend you without any conditions.
他不需要任何条件就可以同你做知心的朋友。
He knows all of your motives and still loves you.
他知道晒你心里头所有的心思意念，但是他仍然爱你。
This person is Jesus Christ.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
But do you know how to be intimate with him?
但是你知不知道可以怎样去亲近耶稣基督呢？
When the Bible tells us to love the Lord with all your heart, do you know what that means?
当我们看到圣经说我们要尽我们的心去爱上帝的时候，你知不知道他在说什么？
It means that he is the one person with whom you can be truly intimate.
意思就是他是那个你可以完全信得过的良朋密友。
Why?
为什么这样讲呢？
Because you can fully trust him.
因为你可以完全信赖他。
Because he will never reject you.
因为他永远都不会丢弃你。
Because he will never betray you.
因为他永远都不会背叛你。
Because he will always forgive you.
因为他总是会宽恕你。
Because he will always accept you.
因为他会永远去接纳你。
Because he will always have your best interest at heart.
因为你永永远远都是他的挚爱。
But my listening friend, here's a problem.
但是听众朋友，我想问你一条问题。
There are people who feel that they can never be themselves.
你是不是一个不敢面对，真诚地面对自己的人呢？
They say, I can't let people see the real me.
有些人说我不能够让其他人看到真实的我。
Because if they really knew the real me, they would not want to be my friend.
因为一旦啲人认识到真实嘅我系点样嘅时候，佢哋就唔会再做我嘅朋友啦。
And many people carry this fear into their spiritual life.
亦都有好多人系喺灵命上面，亦都有同样嘅担忧。
The reason many people are not able to know Jesus and love him with all their hearts.
佢哋之所以唔敢亲近耶稣，并且尽心尽意咁样去爱佢。
Is because they erroneously think that if God really knew them, he would reject them.
就是因为他们误以为一旦让上帝知道他们真正的样子是怎样的时候，上帝就不爱他了。
And they go through their life with this attitude.
他们就是抱着这样的心态去度过一生。
In their mind, they believe that Jesus died for them.
在头脑上面，他们知道，是啊，耶稣为我死了。
In their mind, they believe that God is merciful.
在意识上面，他们相信，上帝是大有怜悯的。
In their mind, they believe that God is good.
在脑海里面，他们相信上帝是良善的。
Especially when he answers their prayers.
特别是，当上帝去应承我们的祷告的时候，我们就知道，哇，上帝好啊。
In their mind, they know a great deal about Jesus.
有关耶稣的知识，他都知道。
In their mind, they have the ability to discern some truth about Jesus.
他们凭理性都可以知道分辨出哪些是耶稣的真理。
But they can have all of this kind of knowledge in their heads and still have no intimacy with God.
但是在他们的头脑里面却是不能够让到他们亲近上帝。
How is that possible?
为什么会这样呢?
It is because they do not know how much the Lord loves them.
原来因为他们不明白上帝对他们的爱是几咁的长阔高深。
For those of you who are just tuning in,
如果听众朋友你是现在刚刚开始听我们节目的话，
We are in the middle of the series of messages on knowing God.
在今天的天路导向里面，我们播出的是认识基督的系列，现在已经去到一半了。
In the last message, we saw how to love God with your imagination.
在上一次呢，我们讲到我们要运用我们的想象力来爱主。
Today we are looking into how to love Jesus intimately with all your heart.
今天我们要讲到我们怎样竭尽我们的心来爱主，去亲近主。
When the Bible refers to the heart, it is referring to the center of our personality.
当圣经讲到心啊，乜嘢系用心嚟爱主呢？其实就系指到自己成个人嘅中心。
That includes the physical and the spiritual，
系包括你嘅身体嘅中心，亦都包括你心灵嘅中心。
And that is why we say receive Jesus into your heart。
所以我哋就系讲紧点解我哋要请耶稣进入我哋嘅内心。
It means that he is to indwell in the very center of your life.
意思就是说，让上帝成为我们整个生命的中心。
How can you love someone with all your heart?
那你说，究竟我怎样去全心去爱一个人呢?
You cannot do it without spending time with that person.
假如你不愿意花啲时间同佢一起，你就冇可能去全心爱佢。
How can you love someone if all of your knowledge of them is secondhand?
另外，我哋点样唔去了解一个人，又真正爱佢？如果我哋对佢嘅了解只系从其他人身上去听翻嚟嘅，我哋点爱佢啊
？It is an impossibility.
冇可能去爱佢嘅。
You say, I think of the Lord all the time.
如果你话我日日都谂住主噶
，and sometimes I pray all day long，
有啲时候我仲会成日都去祈祷添。
This is wonderful，
好噶
，but it is not what builds an intimacy with Jesus。
但系呢个并唔代表你咁样就系同耶稣亲密无间。
So what does build intimacy with the Lord？
咁样究竟你点样可以同主建立亲密嘅关系呢
Intimacy with Jesus includes giving him the chance to speak to you.
原来与主亲密就是要给机会上帝讲嘢。
Intimacy with Jesus must include listening to him.
与主亲密就是必须去聆听主去讲嘢。
You cannot listen when you are not devoting specific time to listening.
如果你唔刻意将啲时间拎出嚟俾主嘅时候，你就听唔到佢讲嘢啦。
Some of you are saying, "Well, how do I listen?"
可能你哋当中有啲人会问：喂，咁我点样听佢讲嘢啊
？By reading His Word，
就系要去阅读上帝嘅话语。
Intimacy with God takes place when you delight yourself in your heavenly Father's presence.
只有当你乐意去安静喺天父面前嘅时候，你先至能够享受到亲密嘅甘甜。
And that requires spending specific time with Him.
而呢种甜美嘅经历，需要你喺上帝面前花时间先至能够享受到。
The reason I get up early each morning is because if I don't spend that time in intimacy with God's Word, my knowledge and love for the Lord will get weaker and weaker.
我每日嘅清晨都安静喺上帝面前去思想佢嘅话语，因为我知道如果唔系咁嘅时候，我对主嘅爱只会越嚟越冷淡。
The more you spend time with Jesus in His Word, the more you get to know Him.
你越肯去花时间喺上帝嘅话语上面，你就越认识上帝。
The more you get to know Him, the more you get to love Him.
你越认识上帝嘅时候，你就会越爱佢。
And the more you love Him, the more you want to love Him.
你越爱上帝嘅时候，你就越想爱佢更加多。
And the more you want to love Him,
你越想爱佢更加多嘅时候。
The more you want to love Him with your whole heart,
你就会愿意用你全个嘅心，尽你嘅心去爱佢。
But my listening friend, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
但你亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你听我去讲。
What is even more wonderful is to sit in God's presence and know that He loves you.
更加靓嘅事情就系当你安静喺上帝面前，明白佢系几咁爱你嘅时候。
And He delights Himself in your presence.
上帝原来都喜悦同埋你喺埋一齐。
That He longs for your fellowship.
佢亦都渴望同你有所连结交通。
That He pursues intimacy with you.
上帝亦都盼望同你有亲密嘅关系。
And that's what the cross was all about.
这个就是十字架上面为什么要有十字架的原因。
That is what His dying for you is all about.
这个也是耶稣基督去为你舍命的原因。
Martin Luther, the reformer, once said,
有一个宗教改革家，他叫做马丁路德，如果你认识的话，他曾经讲过。
The words for us ought to be written on the hearts of every Christian.
为我哋啊，为我哋呢三个字系应该刻喺每一个基督徒嘅心板上面。
Why did he say this?
点解佢要咁样讲呢
？Because these words tell us of the Savior who longs to befriend us.
因为呢几个字就啱啱好讲明咗我哋嘅主系几咁渴望做我哋嘅朋友。
They tell us of a Savior who longs for intimacy with us.
他话俾我哋听，原来我哋嘅救主盼望更加亲近我哋啊。
The reason you can love Jesus with all your heart.
点解你要尽心用尽你嘅心去爱耶稣啊
？The reason you can develop intimacy with Him.
点解你要同耶稣发展亲密嘅关系啊
？It is because you can truly trust Him.
就是因为你能够完全去信赖他。
You can trust him because of who he is, God of very God who came from heaven in human body.
你能够信赖他，因为他就是那位道成肉身、自有永有的全能的上帝。
You can trust him because of what he has done for you.
你要信赖他，因为他已经为你成就了大事。
Many scientists tell us that our children acquire many habits and traits from their parents.
好多嘅科学家呢曾经讲过，子女嘅好多特征同埋习惯都系来自佢哋嘅父母嘅。
We often hear the phrase, "He is just like his father."
我哋都成日听人话，有其父就必有其子。
Or she is just like her mother.
或者话有其母就必有其女啊。
A boy often wants to be like his father.
男仔呢通常都好希望好似爸爸一样嘅。
And the more the boy is acquainted with his father,
而个仔同爸爸相处得越耐嘅时候，
the more the boy talks with his father,
个仔越多同爸爸倾偈嘅时候，
the more like his father he becomes.
佢哋就会越嚟越似佢嘅爸爸。
The reason our testimony to the world is often ineffective.
我哋点解啊，对世界上面嘅人好难做到美好嘅见证呢？
Is because we claim to know the love of God.
原因就系在于我哋声称自己认识上帝嘅爱。
But we don't live, walk, or talk like our Father.
但系我哋嘅生活，我哋嘅举止，却系一啲都唔似我哋嘅爸爸。
And the world will not be impacted by our words.
我哋口中所讲嘅一切嘢，对呢个世界根本起唔到作用啊。
The world will only be impacted by our reflection of our heavenly Father.
只有从我哋身上真正咁样反映出天父嘅形象嘅时候，我哋先至能够震撼人嘅心。
When you come to God, you know that He welcomes you.
当你去寻求上帝嘅时候，你就会知道上帝系几咁嘅欢迎你。
When you come to God, you know that He assures you of His love.
当你去寻找上帝嘅时候，你就能够体验到佢嘅爱系几咁嘅坚定。
When you come to God, you can be sure that He delights in your presence.
当你亲近上帝嘅时候，你就会明白上帝系乐意与你同行。
When you come to God, you know that Jesus is with you.
当你贴近上帝嘅时候，你就明白上帝系真正与你同在。
It is my prayer that you would begin to love God with all of your heart.
我哋嘅祈祷就系希望你今日开始就全心用尽你嘅心去爱主你嘅上帝。
And then write to us and tell us.
并且写信嚟到同我哋分享。 我们要与主同行，我们才能够真正经历到与上帝的同在。我们希望各位听众朋友在听完今日的天路导向之后，能够真正与我们的上帝同在，与祂去亲近，与祂贴近的时候，我们就会越来越似祂。而当其他人与我们更加贴近的时候，祂就因为我们似上帝，祂们就会似我们学像上帝一样去追求上帝，并且最终祂们自己寻找上帝，祂们亦都越来越似上帝。你想不想这个世界上面有越来越多个是似耶稣基督的人？我好想啊。在这里希望你今日由自己开始，用全心去爱你的上帝，其次也相仿，就是用你的全心去爱你的邻舍，如同自己。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，再见。